As we've been talking about all night, the Ravens have a new offensive coordinator. It's Gary Kubiak. And Stan White joins us now to talk about this hire. Stan, when I say the name Gary Kubiak, what do you think of offensively?
Just a guy who likes to run the football, guy who likes to throw play-action passes. The guy's had a lot of success on the offensive side of the ball, particularly with running backs and turning unknown names, Terrell Davis and Arian Foster, and just different guys that you'd never heard of before, into 1,500-yard rushers and, you know, and winning championships.
That is kind of what comes to mind. I think of Terrell Davis, and then this string of guys, really, you mentioned a few of them, but Mike Anderson, Arian Foster, Ben Tate, guys who weren't necessarily the high-profile guy coming out of college, that all of a sudden becomes this megastar Pro Bowl-caliber running back.
Yeah, for a while they were saying it didn't matter who he was, just
right.
Plug him in there. And with that scheme that they had, the sort of zone blocking, cut from behind, get the legs now, some of the rules have changed on that and made it a little bit harder to do that. But I know John Harbaugh comes from the theory to run the football and stop the run offensively is to make big plays off the running game, either with the run or in play action passes and going deep. So I think it's a good marriage between these two guys and their philosophies.
Yeah, that's what it seems. For Gary Kubiak, what he does as far as the running game is concerned, it seems Juan Castillo's job is safe for now. Aren't they cut somewhat from the same cloth?
Yeah, I think so. That's why the question was sort of asked, where does that leave Juan Castillo? Because last week, John had said he's the offensive line coach, there was some talk about Kubiak bringing in a lot of his own people, but Juan Castillo is another one of the zone blocking type of guys. So together, hopefully they'll be able to mix because you're zone blocking doesn't mean you have all the same theories on how to do it. So hopefully, I guess they've talked from I would imagine by now, and can coexist and can maybe even help each other.
As for Joe Flacco, Stan, he gets another voice somewhat in his head, and maybe even two here when you include Rick Dennison, the new quarterbacks coach. For Joe at this point, is that a good thing to have some contrasting views of how to win football games?
Well, I guess there's always good and bad in that. You'd like consistency. I think any quarterback would like to, continue to build on what you've done and not have to sort of start from scratch, as John was talking about with the terminology and building this offense into the Baltimore Raven offense. So, but also the good part of it is that it fits Joe. He's been best off of play action and throwing deep. His strength is throwing deep, and that's what they like to do, whether it be with Andre Johnson or whoever it was down in Houston. But they love to go deep. Even the tight ends, this will be good for Dennis Pitta, Owen Daniel, and different tight ends have always been very successful in this system. So it'll be good for Pitta, too, if they can get him re-signed.
Stan White with us here on BAL. And Stan, you can somewhat relate to this, just in your time in the league as a coach, but going from the head coach to an assistant, is that a tough transition, even if you once were that assistant?
I think it has to be a little bit of a tough transition. You're sort of back to following other people's orders. You've been in charge all this time. That's but the flip side of that is, and he talked about that, you get to go back and build closer relationships with players and be the teacher that he talked about and really get your hands on football. Head coach doesn't get his hands in the football part of it nearly as much as one of the coordinators does. The head coach has to sort of manage everybody and everything, and he doesn't get to build with a certain group of players or, put game plans together. He sort of has suggestions and everything else, just so much that he has to do. So there is that part that any coach really loves, and that's building a game plan and teaching players how to implement that.